Keir McIntyre joins us now. Keir, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself, Jason?
Good. Do you have a few teams registering to, available? Like, how many teams could sign up between now and next weekend?
Well, we're looking for another handful of teams. This year, we've increased the number to 48 teams.
Oh, wow.
Which is growing from year one of 8 teams. There's going to be 8 rinks out there in 3-on-3 format. Like I mentioned, we're at about 40 teams. We'd love to have this full this year. It's a great day, not just for hockey, but there's a lot of events going around down at Lacombe Park Lake. Central Social Halls jumped on board with us this year. We're going to be having heated beer gardens right on ice, fully staffed with the great folks down there. Drinks for everyone. There's going to be fire pits down there as well. Bring down the family. It's an all-ages event. If you want to bring your wives, your girlfriends, and the kids, we have the Sarasota Sleigh Rides, complimentary. They're going to be running around the pond throughout the day. It's just a great event for all ages, and we're really looking forward to it.
And where did you say it was again?
It's down at Lacombe Park Lake in St. Albert on Saturday, February 7th.
Oh, okay. All right. So just on the basically on the west side, you can come in on Ray Gibbons Drive?
That's correct.
Okay.
Right on McKinney Avenue, and you can't miss it on the left-hand side.
Now, what's the requirements? How many people on a team, and are there different divisions for competitiveness?
Well, you know, it's again, a 3-on-3 format. We're looking for 5 players per team. It's about an 8-minute game. It's a large round-robin tournament. All sorts of caliber, anywhere from beginners right up to ex-pros. More of a fun event than anything. There's no need for goaltenders. It's just 3 out players shooting on little nets that were made for the tournament. And then we do have an A championship and a B championship. Gets pretty competitive when you get down to that. And we have the championship trophy for our winning team.
Now, the team that wins, do they go on anywhere? Because there's like a national championship, is there not?
Well, that's the plan in the future. You know, we're part of the Canadian Progress Club. That's a national club. We have chapters right across BC, all the way across to the East Coast. So far, we've been the only club, the St. Albert Club, holding this event. And as I mentioned, starting quite small, just with 8 teams, you know, working our way up to the 48 teams. We really have no problem getting people out there, people to watch. We've been getting great sponsorship because the event has grown so nicely over the years. We hope in the next few years for it to grow to other chapters and eventually have a national championship.
Keir McIntyre joins us. So there's 5 guys per team, and the games that you said are only 8 minutes long. Now, what's the rink dimensions that you play on? Is it like from the blue line in size of ice? What's the ice surface size?
You know what? We're looking at, off the top of my head, I'd say about 200 feet deep by, you know, probably 80 feet wide. Nothing substantial. Every team's going to be out there. It's a bit of a workout for that 8 minutes, but you get a nice long break afterwards to, you know, sit down, have a burger and a beer.
And can guys, are the rules, can you change on the fly?
You can, yes.
And then penalties, obviously there's no contact, I would assume. And so just normal penalties, hooking, slashing, that?
Yeah, really no penalties. It's more of a trust, you know, just like you're playing out on the on the pond as you were when you were a kid. More of an honor system going on out there. So
let's say you trip a guy because he's going in on a breakaway. What happens?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you can trip them when they're on their way back. So we've turned a blind eye to that in the past.
Really? Well, I guess most guys then, when there's the honor system, most people just play honorably. If they trip a guy, then usually it's just a whistle and they turn the puck over.
They do. It's all been good fun in years past. You know, it's not full equipment. Obviously, helmets, gloves, sticks are required. You know, we might want to recommend shin pads. Sometimes the pucks get up a little bit. You know, a lot of teams are just out there to have a whole bunch of fun. Maybe once we get closer to that championship game, it might get a little chippy out there. But what do you expect?
Yeah, well, tempers can always emotions rise a little bit. Now, well, what's the cost for teams if they want to sign up, and how do they sign up?
So the cost is $350 per team. That's going to include jerseys for the entire team. We do have a park and ride, I should mention as well, because there's not too much parking up there. St. Albert Transit has had made available to us, not only for the players, but for anyone coming down to watch at the bus terminal at Snubbert Center. We're going to have buses coming and going every 20 minutes. In order for anyone to register for this, you can go straight to our website at www.cpcstalbert.ca. There's a direct link to the tournament, and you can register right online.
Well, Kira, sounds like a great event. Best of luck. Enjoy it. It starts next Friday or Saturday does it start?
Saturday the 7th.
Good luck.
Okay, thanks for having us on.